How to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with Livestock Market Economist Glenn Tonser joining us. Back with Glenn in just a moment.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
Well, we've got a lot of nice items again, including a 1978 John Deere 762 self-propelled scraper, a 2008 GMC heavy-duty 2500 series pickup with a utility bed and a crane with 111,000 miles. We've got a 1979 Case International 2590 tractor, a 1992 S&H Cattleman 16-foot gooseneck livestock trailer, a Bobcat 610 skid steer, a 1982 International 1460 combine, lots of tillage equipment, planters, hay equipment.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
On a monthly basis, the World Agricultural Outlook Board of the U.S. Department of Agriculture releases what they call their World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report, or WASDE for short. Normally, we focus on the crop side of WASDE, but they also have extensive information for the meat and livestock industries as well. And we wanted to focus on that today. This last week's report included, as normal, information on the beef cattle scene and beef production scene. And Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser with us today to help sort out the numbers from the latest WASDE report.
2015 total meat production numbers have actually been revised down a little bit from the prior month, but the 2016 total meat numbers were up compared to the prior month. So there's various reasons for that. But over time, there still is several signals that says the entire meat complex is in the process of expanding. We have some individual month gyrations. Why is it coming down? But I mainly want to remind our listeners that going out to 2016, 17, 18, and other years, it appears we have more meat coming because the entire livestock space is expanding, and the beef industry is part of that. When you break apart the beef numbers even more, the beef production numbers for this year were lowered down to just over 24 billion pounds in 2015. And the main reason for that is we think we're going to have fewer animals slaughtered here in the second quarter. And because of expansion, we think we're going to have fewer cull cows, bulls, and so forth, kind of supplementary beef production throughout the rest of the year. When we get out to 2016, beef production is expected to go up. That follows some of the jump in placements that are expected here in the back half of 2015 and the fact that we're probably going to have heavier placements given the improved forage conditions. So what we slaughter is expected to be more heavy than in the past.
Now, Dr. Tonser does extensive work when it comes to feedlot break-evens, and he says that we're looking at red ink right now for our feedlots here in the Southern Plains, maybe a little bit of actual making money profitability at the end of summer of this year, but a lot more red ink into the fall and into the early part of 2016. He does indicate that at this point, cattle prices suggested by USDA in the WASDE report consistent with what he has seen.
Throughout the rest of the year, USDA continues to project mid-150s through actually 170 out in the fourth quarters of their range, but current prices, if not a little bit higher, basically is what they're projecting throughout the balance of the year. And out for the first quarter of 2016, they're actually projecting a range of 154 to 166. Those are, by historic standards, very expensive Fed prices. But it would take the upper end of those ranges to hit the break-evens we were talking about earlier for feedlots. So retail beef prices are pretty high. Wholesale beef prices are pretty high. That's what's supporting these quote-unquote high fed cattle prices.
And Dr. Tonser believes those cattle prices projected by USDA are pretty realistic. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.